producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, it is Friday the 13th, but we had all our bad luck yesterday, so today's been just ducky. Thank you very much. Christine, I'll get to you in a minute. We're talking with Karen, who is the mom of 6-year-old twins. One child is pretty high-functioning Asperger's, and the other, the school has determined, is ADHD, and based on the fact that he does a little rocking in school. How are his grades?
He's really struggling.
Okay.
So he's in a very intensive reading group right now, and also in math.
Okay. What about his brother? Is he in? Is he being mainstreamed, or is he in special ed, or what's the deal?
He's very good academically, and they're working with him on more social, refining his social skills, I guess you could say.
Okay.
But so he's pretty well functioning.
Okay. So, are they in the same school?
They're in the same school. They're in separate classes, though.
Good. Okay. Okay, when you've got the kids at home, what are you seeing?
I'm seeing, I'm seeing the one with Asperger's as, you know, very in your face about things, and he's very excited about things, and he demands a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I see his brother as being like sort of like a class clown, where he's trying to get everybody to laugh at him and, mm-hmm. you know, look at me. And he's very good at artwork. And so when he's coloring and creating things, I see him not, you know, running around. He's very, you know, he's not moving his legs or anything. So in those times, but I think this academic, this reading and writing and math is very hard for him for whatever reason. And I
well,
think
it sounds like
one of the
okay. I mean, you're doing a really good job describing it to me, because it sounds to me that there are two issues that are going on. One is, let's call it academic, for lack of a better term. Is it that we'll call the kid with Asperger's Adam, and we'll call the kid with the bouncy leg Brian, okay? So we've got Adam and Brian. All right, that Adam does well in school, has kind of some behaviors, and if I had to guess, I would probably guess that Adam is the dominant twin. He's a little bit bigger,
yeah.
was born first of the two.
Yeah.
Is Brian left-handed?
No, actually, Adam is the one that's left-handed, actually, surprisingly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's really interesting, because with identical twins, quite often one is left-handed, one is right, and the assumption is that in utero that they mirror each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So So let's just look at it from a moment, because you're not really asking about Adam, from Brian. From Brian's
mm-hmm.
standpoint, first of all, probably in terms of his skill levels, He's the artist, so he's probably better at special relationships. He's more artistic. He maybe can sing. He may be able to play a musical instrument. And if he's not on a musical instrument, I would think about introducing him to one, maybe even something like pianos, because he's, for example, can read music, where he doesn't read a book very well, but he can read music because he has different association pathways. So I'd experiment a little bit with that. And that actually, a musical instrument and reading music might actually help him academically as well, because it's going to use a slightly different part of his brain, and that may give him some access to other parts that are just not as well developed, not because of anything other than all of us have different skill levels. I mean, as I said, I dazzled somebody at a bar last night because I could I could do division very quickly in my head. It's not really that one person is smarter, it's just a different skill base. So from Brian's point of view, his brother's getting a lot of attention, and he's also in an environment that really emphasizes something he's not so good at that his brother's good at. You always have the fallback position of doing medication at some point. And I wouldn't wait a whole long time because we don't want a six-year-old's sense of frustration at school to become endemic, you know. But I think you've got a little bit of time. And I would sit with Brian because, you know, maybe your husband sits with Adam and you sit with Brian, or you switch off, or you know, probably switching off is not a bad idea anyway. But each of the kids has separate time with you. With each parent that focuses on what you need. And what I would do, I would try, as I said, a musical instrument, reading music, and I might even try a metronome with Brian. Because if he has something, what we need to do is a couple of things. We need to acknowledge that he's wired slightly differently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so he's going to have slightly different skill base, but capitalizing on those and also giving him attention for doing really well. My guess is the rocking is either frustration, but more likely he's mimicking consciously or unconsciously his brother, because that's where his brother gets attention. Because
yeah.
ADHD, with rocking isn't very characteristic of it. It used to be, the notion was, if Brian could sit in front of a television, can he sit and watch television for a half hour? Without See, then I think it's that, and there's some controversy about that, but it's not a bad rule of thumb. If a kid can watch a TV program without squirming for an hour or a half hour, it basically means he's probably not ADHD. It's probably, in terms of biochemistry, it's probably I'm bored, or I don't like it, or I don't get it. Because if the same wiring that would not allow you to sit in front of a TV set and focus is going to be the same wiring that's going to let you focus on learning in school. On the other hand, if there are other issues that aren't there in the TV and are there in school, then I think we have to look for some other definition. And so for right now, I think if I were you, I would focus on musical instrument, maybe reading music, and a metronome for Brian, and individual time to focus on what he needs academically at night for homework. And I know homework enormously controversial, but not in this particular case. Adam needs to not be ignored with his special needs as well, but that you and your husband can switch off. And it should probably be interesting for you and your husband to switch off, because one of you is going to have much more tolerance for one kind of behavior than another. So switching back and forth will even some of that out a little bit, knowing that you're not going to be doing this for the whole week. You're just going to be doing it for the next hour or so. And just giving the kids attention for doing something right, separating them off, giving especially Brian some sense that there's a way of getting attention and that he has some skill levels that his brother doesn't have.
Okay.
So that's where I'd start, because we got nothing to lose. I wouldn't buy him a musical instrument at this moment, but I might think about renting one or seeing what he would like to play, or you know, seeing where his skill level is.
Okay.
All right, because we have the time. And then we can I agree with you. The issue about medication, I mean, look, the assumption is at one point there were about 50% of all kids in elementary school were on Ritalin. That doesn't make any sense to me, because we know that ADHD is not that common. It turns out that maybe 2 to 3% of those kids really do need to be on Ritalin, and it's life-saving for those kids, or if not life-saving, at least it's life-enhancing, because who likes to feel like they're a failure at 6, and then knowing that you have to spend the next 12 years being that kind of failure. So I think we have a little bit of wiggle room to say, let's try some other stuff and see what works.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
Good.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, call me back if you need me. All righty?
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, when in doubt, you know, try things that are non-invasive, that are not, you know, are not expensive, are not corrosive. I mean, right? When in doubt. Christine, I'm going to help you.
Yes. I love you. I've been listening to you for 18 years, I figured now, and you've helped so much. I'm hoping you can help me with this. So my husband is from Italy, and we've lived in the States. Been married 10 years. We've lived in the States for the entire time we've been married. And now we've decided to move to Italy with our two little boys.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So we're very excited. His family all lives in Rome. And we just got back from another trip there for 3 weeks. And so I need some help. just so that I don't go nutty in the transition and that my kids don't go nutty in this big transition.
Fair enough. All right. Let's start with you. I'll put you on hold. You can hear the music.
Okay.
I'll be right back to you. Tell me what you're most fearful about, number one for you and number two for the kids. All right? And we'll go through it together. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to bloodsugar11.com for your free video. That's bloodsugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to bloodsugar11.com now.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-993-7569. Christina's got a really cool kind of thing going on. Let me ask you first, Christine, do you speak Italian?
That
is the crux of what my list is here, is it centers around Italian. I've been going for 12 years, so I understand it very well. I tend to push off from speaking it all the time, and I'm not excellent at it. I took one college course in it, you know, after I'd graduated college when I was with my husband, but I never really spoke it.
Okay. When are you talking about going to Italy?
February.
Okay. Here's the deal. How old are your kids?
They're 3 and 5. And they picked it up, like, they've been 4 times.
Of course.
Well, my 5-year-old has. And last time we went, they were just gelato this and gelato. They were just.
Well, honey, even I know gelato. All right, here's the deal.
Yeah,
here's what we're going to do. All right. From now till February, you guys are going to speak Italian at home. Your husband already knows it. Your kids know it.
Yeah.
And you will, I mean, it's going to be a pain in the neck for the next couple months, but you're going to go to Italy speaking Italian. And that'll take away, my guess is, if not 90%, you know, 75% of your anxiety about it, because you'll be able to get around. You're going to have to do it anyway. So you might as well, and as long as you're doing it in the States now, you got 3 of the 4 family members who will go along with it. And be delighted, and your husband will think you're just the best thing since sliced bread, or in this particular case, Bialy's. Well, I guess Bialy's aren't Italian either. Pizza, the best thing since sliced pizza, and you'll have a whole different level of comfort. So you already know it. You can read it and write it, and I would just say starting today. And if you want, although I'd be careful about it, you can do 1 day a week where you can do English. But I would just, and the first week is going to be a royal pain. And you can say to the Italian speakers in your family, anytime mommy starts speaking English, mommy has to give you $1. And that will make you speak Italian very quickly. And it can be gutter snipe. It doesn't have to be particularly anything except just available to you.
Okay, it's going to be difficult when it's just the kids and I, because I don't know enough words to put them together.
You can do both of them. You can do with them. You have to say the Italian first and then the English. So they will be bilingual by the time they go, which means school will be easier for them. I mean, they'll pick it up anyway, but it'll be a game. And maybe you can get some books that have pictures in them, and you can do flashcards with them. Mm-hmm. Which will also be good for you. Because, let's look at the rest of the list. But my guess is that if you can speak, look, I spoke gutter snipe French. I'd taken French in school. And then I spent 4 months in a little tiny town in southern France. And I sounded like I was somewhat, you know, mentally challenged, to be quite honest. But I was verbal. And it didn't make any difference. It makes you understand how much you count on vocabulary to give people the idea of intelligence and social status and all sorts of, you know, breeding and family, all sorts of things that are completely irrelevant. But you will speak gutter snipe French by February, and that's all you need to start with. All right, what else is on your list?
Well, do you think I should get, like, Rosetta Stone? I've heard about it.
Sure.
But I don't know
sure.
if that... Okay, because
listen,
I don't
what
know
you
if
can probably
conversational or just to
it
learn
is
words.
It is okay. Very conversational. I'll tell you what you can do. You can go to the library. I assume you still have a library someplace.
Oh yeah, of course.
And they will and check it out and listen to it so
or
you know
have
what you're
it
getting.
There.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, they should. But I would listen to it and the family can listen to it instead of watching television. The other thing you can do, which I found really helpful, is if you can go to, do you live near a big city? You do it online anyway.
Yeah, Atlanta. Yeah.
Great. You can go to, there will be a bookstore somewhere that has Reader's Digest or some other, but Reader's Digest is terrific because it's short, very modern stories that has, and you can buy 2 versions of it. You can buy the English version and the French version, except it sounds to me that you don't have any trouble reading it, but it's an easy way to, for example, read French to your kids at night or French fairy tales or, you know, I don't know if Atlanta's going to have a French channel. Very likely Spanish, but maybe not French. But everything you can do to have to have French food, a French cookbook.
Italian.
Sorry. See, that's my problem. Here's what happens. Anytime I go to a foreign country, it doesn't make any difference what it is. I start burbling in French because it was my first foreign language other than Latin. So when I'm in Russia, I'm speaking French, which actually almost works because the court spoke French. When I'm in Italy, I speak French. When I'm in Spain, so for the first couple of days, I'm rattling along in French, and then I sort of get the hang of it. But you will speak Gutterstein Italian, but you will speak Italian. And Italian, it's much better than French, and the Italians are much better than the French, and they'll tolerate it. But just start making it. And if you want to, do it one day over the weekend, this weekend, and then start it. And if you can't, I would do it every day. But if you really feel that that's overwhelming, you're just not going to do it, then do it 3 days a week.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I did take 8 years of French and I speak some Spanish. So I've noticed when I get stuck, I'll start speaking in another language, but the words can be similar. So it's better than nothing.
Well, exactly. And you get the hang of it and you get the rhythm of it. And Italian is just basically sloppy French as far as I'm concerned, because everything's pronounced. So it doesn't get nearly as complicated. Yeah.
Sure.
But it's a matter of just doing it. All right. So what are the other issues right now?
Okay. So for me, I wrote, language, which leads me to isolate. And what I recognized last time is that other than when we were going out and doing things, I didn't tend to go out as much on my own. I go to the grocery store. I'm comfortable there. I'm a chef. So when it comes to food, I can barter in the market and stuff.
Right.
I know those words.
Okay.
But I tend to rely on my husband a lot when we go out.
What kind of work does he do?
He's a travel agent. So when he goes back to work, I know he's going to stay. We're both going to stay home for a while. We're able to do that and get kind of settled in.
You're going to do a couple things. All right. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to ask everybody you know who they know in Italy. All right. You're going to be in Rome.
Okay. Yes. And his family's there. His sister, my sister-in-law.
That's okay. And that's fine. Yeah. But you don't want to be, because dependent on his family is going to feel like dependence on him. So you're going to ask everybody you know who they know in Rome. And you will find, surprisingly enough, that several people know somebody in Rome, okay? And you're going to get their names, and you're going to ask them to call and tell them you're coming. So these people will call up and say, Christine, Sarah told me to call. You know, can you come over? We're having a bunch of women are over talking about politics, all right? So you will have a whole set of people that are separate from your husband, which is really important, all right? That's number one. So just ask around. Second of all, I would take a class.
Okay.
And one of the things you may want to think about doing is maybe if your Italian is good enough, one of the possibilities you can do is, I know one of the things that people do in this country is they teach English as a second language when they're just learning English, believe it or not, because they understand the other language. So, but I would take a class somewhere. You can take a cooking class, because that may be the thing that feels the most familiar and the words will become comfortable. You can take Italian history, you can take Italian art, but it's separate from your husband. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about it.
Thank you.
The list and the boys. Sure. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war.
Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Christine, who's off to Arrivederci, Roma, in February. And we've talked about how to get immersed in the language, not only for herself, but for her two kids, who will pick it up much more quickly. All right, what are some of the other, and talking about having a whole set of possibilities that are separate from your husband and his family, I'm sure that they'll be very loving and very adopted, but you all also want to feel that you have a little bit of personal freedom as well, and some friends of your own, and some activities make a huge difference for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate all that. For my kids, I just, I want to talk about their schooling, but also when I'm making this list, I'm realizing I almost want to look at it like a medical diagnosis. Like, what do I look for if my kids aren't adjusting right?
How old are the kids again?
What do I do? 3 and 5, 2 boys.
They're young enough. My guess is what they need is a playmate. And the sense that most mom and dad are around, my guess is that they will be fine. I mean, look, you look for the diagnosis in the same way that you do now, is when they seem cranky or out of sorts, and your first thought is, are they coming down with something, which may be the case. But these kids are, they're still young enough that mom and dad are really the mainstays of their lives. So you should be okay. Yeah. And they'll pick up, the other thing is the language.
Daddy, that's true.
And which, so, you know, I would just start saying, okay, this weekend we're going to do one whole day of only speaking Italian. And let's see where we get. Okay. And everybody will treat it as a joke. And you may want to go get some flashcards or get a pizza. I mean, you know, you can make it as much fun and get, you know, the name of animals and so everybody can learn them. I mean, you can make it fun. And so, because the thing that kids will play with each other even when they don't speak the same language. And if they can speak the same language, you've just removed a huge barrier.
Okay. I know, like, for their schooling, they're going into Italian school. There's always the option of putting them in English school, but it's very expensive, especially for these ages.
Well, try the Italian. I mean, look, it's kind of like Ritalin, right? You always have the other option. But you start with the inexpensive, easy, straightforward one first. You keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
But the more they can speak the language, the more everything's going to be fine.
Okay.
And for you as well. It all boils down to that.
Right now, especially my 5-year-old is really advanced for his pre-K even. And I was just worried that he's going to just be farther behind. But maybe he's just so young, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Besides, it sounds like school's going to be a little different. And the language, I mean, again, language is going to be the clue to everything here, kiddo.
Yeah.
The more they can speak the language.
Like.
Yeah. So start on that and understand you can hear the program any place.
Oh, I know that. I when we were over there, I listened to the podcast.
All right. It's perfectly fine. But start with the language, all right? You've got, you've essentially got 4 months. You got 3.5 months. And you'll feel the difference in about 2 weeks. All right?
Okay. I'll get on it. I'll go to the library.
Good. All right? Have fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is a huge adventure. It should be great.
Yes, it is. Okay.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Now I know who I can visit when I come to Rome. 855. Watch out. I travel. 855-993-7569. Diane, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call, Dr. Joy. I had an incident that happened to me the other night with my dad. We both continue to think about it, but it's kind of difficult to put in words. My dad, he's 84, and we went out to a restaurant, and my dad's been a flirt all his life, and women just fall for it, and it's wonderful. They love it, and all this, that, and the other. But
now, are mom and dad still together or not?
His second wife is right now. She's in the hospital, unfortunately, and that's why I'm out here in Detroit.
Fair enough. Okay.
And so anyway, he's this waitress comes over. It's a waitress he's met for the first time, and introducing himself. He knows the owner of the restaurant and the cook of the restaurant, and he knows everybody. But this is somebody new, and he's engaging in conversation, and she looks like an actress, and this, that, and the other. But he touches her once on the hand, and then it's the second touch when she comes around another time. It's now on the arm. And the third time she comes around, and now it's on the shoulder, and I'm getting, each and every time he's touching her, I'm getting upset, because I guess it's my problem. I feel, you know, it's for me, maybe I don't like to be touched, but when I see someone who doesn't know him and he's going further and further, it's like, when is this going to stop? And I know he probably would eventually, you know, stop, but, you know, it could be the arm around the shoulder then, and I'm feeling like, what is this girl thinking? And so, I don't know, I just blurted out when she walked away, I says, and will you stop touching her? It just, I couldn't help it. It just came out. I says, and did she know you're married? You know? I don't know why I did it, but anyway,
you just explained why you did it. It made you uncomfortable. Are you single or married?
Me? I'm single.
Has there ever been any sexual molestation in your life?
No.
So it's just that Dad sort of was being a little bit of a horn dog.
Yeah, he does. He's been that way all his life. Yeah.
All right, first of all, did the waitress seem to be having a problem with this?
No.
Okay.
No.
And that's part of what you... So the issue... All right.
Not that I could see.
Because one has to assume... Let's assume that this was not your dad. This was your next-door neighbor. Okay? For just a minute. Because protecting the waitress, presumably she's a grown-up woman, and she could say... she could come... First of all, she could stay out of his target area. She could have taken, right? She could have come and been close to you and taken and just so he could talk to her, but couldn't actually reach her.
Mm-hmm.
She could have sent someone over to take the order.
Right.
She could have just stood far enough away. So presumably she could take care of herself.
Right.
Okay. So the real issue is that made you uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what, can you pretend I'm your dad for a minute or your next door neighbor? Can you tell me what about it makes you uncomfortable?
I just feel that if somebody's in a service industry, that they put up with so much sometimes when people go overboard.
Right. And so I'm going to respond to that.
I was feeling uncomfortable for her. I don't know what I was feeling uncomfortable
about. Let me be your next door neighbor and say,
okay,
look, Diane, she didn't seem to object. What's the deal here? Because she didn't seem to object. So then you've got to come up with something else.
Exactly. That's what my dad said too, you know?
Well, but I think there is an answer to that, which is, here's what I think would make more sense, but you're still going to have to do a little more digging, which is, Dad, I would really like you to focus on me. It makes me feel a little uncomfortable when you seem to be looking for a date with our waitress. Which is probably more or less what you were feeling. So it's not about her. It's not about her being uncomfortable because he would be, and anybody would be pretty smart about saying, look, if she had a problem with it, she would sort of move away or not stand in my... So you need... But it's perfectly okay for you to be uncomfortable. It's probably even okay to say, this makes me uncomfortable without making him feel that you were judging him. But my guess is that it was just... a combination of distracting and kind of making you feel like, what am I, chopped liver? That, you know, that we're out together and you're making a date in the same way that if the two of you had been out for dinner and there had been a bartender, a male bartender that you were flirting with, your father might feel like, geez, Louise, what am I, chopped liver?
Mm-hmm.
And there's really nothing wrong with you flirting, but it's inappropriate to flirt when you have somebody else that you're supposed to be paying attention to.
Yeah, my brother was out with me, too, so there was actually three people at the table, you know. So.
But I think just saying, Dad, listen, I'll tell you what, how about if you got her phone number, well, you can't get her phone number, he's married. But, Dad, look, you know, how about flirting with us? You know, that showing some interest in us, that you want to be with us. Because I think that was probably the issue more than service people. And because it sounds like she wasn't made uncomfortable. And it may be that part of what she's doing is getting a better tip or whatever. I mean, but it sounds to me that you had a legitimate issue in saying, you know, you're ignoring us. Doesn't make me very happy to do that.
So
the question is, what do you do now? And the answer is, you go back to him and say, Dad, look. I was thinking about it, and I think I was, you know, I wasn't being as honest as I should be about what was really bothering me, which is not the waitress, it's that you were not really paying much attention to us. And I would really prefer that, you know, when we go out together, you actually spend time with us.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
I'll wait.
All right. Fair enough. I'll be right back to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Diane, who's got a flirtatious daddy, whose second wife in the hospital. What's she in the hospital for?
Just a mess. She has cancer.
Is she going to survive?
Yeah, she is. She is.
Okay. Well, I mean, this may be part of how Dad... Hi, dog. This may be part of how Dad sort of deals with his anxiety, but it's difficult for you. So the first thing I would do is I would just apologize, because you don't want there to be bad blood between the two of you. Just call up and say, Dad, look, I must tell you, I think I was a little out of line in suggesting that the waitress was having trouble with your behavior. That's her job. But I guess I just sort of felt like I wish you were lavishing the same kind of attention on me and Harold. You know, so I was probably a little jealous of the attention. And then, going forward, I might, you know, pick restaurants where, you know, there's a male staff or something.
No, he's, my brother even said, he says, well, how do you think I feel? Every time we go into a place, it's like, you know, he's hitting on all the waitresses. And
yeah.
It's just
well, I think just saying to him,
yeah.
Dad, look, when you're on your own,
right.
We know you're a flirt, and that's okay, but it really makes us feel like we're the audience, and we really would like to feel like we have at least a co-starring role in a meal with you.
Yeah, that's very good. I like that.
Okay.
We feel like we're the backups, like the people say, figure out, well, it must be safe if he has
exactly.
He's flanked by two other people.
It's known as a beard. That if you have, you know, that he take it, the single men sometimes will use dogs. You know, they'll take a dog, they'll rent a dog or a kid to say, well, women will find it like catnip because they'll feel unsafe.
Exactly.
And I wouldn't go in, I wouldn't make him, you know, I wouldn't humiliate him. I wouldn't say, look. But I think you can say, that's why I kind of use that metaphor, is we'd like to be the co-stars rather than the audience.
Right. Gotcha.
As opposed to the beard or, you know, the legitimatizing factor aren't they cute kind of stuff. You know, we really like to feel like you were paying attention to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, what he may say is, I only flirt with the waitress when she was here, and then I get back to the two of you and say, okay, Dad, but how about putting as much energy into us as, you know. Or the other thing you can do is say, Dad, look, I'll tell you what, let me show you how it feels. And either have you or your brother sort of be outrageous with the serving staff.
That's what I came back at him. I says, how do you like it if I was starting with the dishwasher, you know, who you happen to know? And he was like, oh, it wouldn't bother me.
The issue is really just attention must be paid, and when we feel that we're being ignored or taken for granted or used as a backdrop or wallpaper, mm-hmm. it doesn't really sit very well with us.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And you can also say, Dad, look, there may be times where you just as soon go out by yourself and feel free to flirt, but when you're with us, it would be nice if you flirted with us.
All right.
Or the dog.
Or the new puppy.
I know. What kind of puppy?
Pekingese.
Yeah, he's a little noisy, isn't he?
Yes.
And
we didn't
like
want
a
noisy one, but this one tends to be.
He's just like a baby, right? When you're on the phone and not getting undivided attention, he will make sure that you pay attention.
Right.
All righty.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
855-993-7569. Now, I have to admit that Diane is talking to a world-class flirt, which is me. I mean, I have a friend who said that she's the only person I ever met who was a equal opportunity flirt. I flirt with men, women, children, Cocker Spaniels, telephone poles, and broccoli. You know, it's really not even conscious. It's just that kind of, in fact, I mentioned that I was at a dinner party and ended up knowing all the stuff about the bartender. And someone said, did you know him beforehand? And I said, no, how would I have known him beforehand? And they said, well, how do you know all this stuff? And I said, you know, I do. I always do. And people will not ride in cabs with me because they feel like I'm going to know the entire life story of the cab driver, let alone anybody who's in the cab. But and part of it is, the other part of flirting is it's really not sexual. It's just interest. And if you think about what flirting really is, it's just showing interest in somebody, of making up. It's why I think Bill Clinton is so charismatic in person. He makes you feel, Arthur Miller is the other person that I've met that is exactly like that, that they give you the sense that you are the only person in the room, that you're the only person that matters. And that's just showing a heightened interest, a focus. But it is also interpreted as sexual and flirting. And you can see why, in Diane's case, it would be kind of off-putting that her dad is putting all that intensity. And I'm sure once the waitress leaves, that he ratchets it down. Well, that's insulting, right? That this stranger is worth all that time and all that energy and all that focus and all that intensity, and we're not. So that's the issue. So she can make Dad understand that, gee, Dad, we would just like to feel like we're, you know, the co-star is not the backdrop. So, all righty, 855-993-7569. So what have I got here, about 2 minutes?
About two and a half minutes here.
Okay, fair enough. How about if we...
It's Friday, so my math isn't quite as strong.
Not as strong. You're just are you ready for the weekend? Are you doing anything weird this weekend? You usually have weird weekend plans.
Yeah, I'm probably going to take it fairly easy tomorrow and watch a lot of college football. And Sunday I get pretty busy because it's football season with my...
All right, now you're going to go see My All-American. Did you know who Freddie Steinhardt was?
No, did not.
Okay, well, that's a movie... I think that's right. I reviewed it yesterday. So that's a movie. When I reviewed it, I said, Trevor, we need to tell Manny about this. You know who Daryl Royal is?
Do you?
Okay, Daryl Royal was the legendary football coach at University of Texas in Austin. And they went like 3 national championships and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So as a Rice girl, we hated him. Aaron Eckhart plays... Daryl Royal.
Okay.
Well, it turns out that there's this kid from Wheat Ridge, which is actually, it's called Denver in the film. Nobody in Denver would call Wheat Ridge Denver, but nevertheless, his name was Freddie Steinhardt, who was a small but a really good high school football player. And his dad was his coach for a while, and his dad wanted him to go to Notre Dame, and nobody was interested in him because, well, he was a very good football player, he was very small. And Daryl Royal flew him to Austin and recruited him. And he was instrumental in helping the University of Texas turn from, I think they had a 5-5 record or something, at some point they were, I think, 7-3, and then they were, like, undefeated for years. And he gets cancer halfway through the movie, and he is legendary. I knew who Daryl Royal was, but Freddie Steinhardt was well before my time at Rice. But in terms of a football movie, the same guy who wrote Hoosiers and Rudy wrote this. He also directed it. And to be quite honest, there's some scenes, especially some lines in the first part of it, that are just laughably bad.
Mm.
And you think, you know, you really need a director to say, we're not going to read this line as written because it's too silly. But if you've both written and directed, I guess that doesn't happen. But having said that, you'll probably get a kick out of it because the football is pretty fun in it. And Rice is even mentioned, so there you go.
Hmm.
All right, folks, don't worry. We'll do is broken. Let's fix it next week. We'll phone calls always take precedence. Hey, take it easy on Friday the 13th. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.